This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, hour number two. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scotty today. He's having a little oral surgery done, so he's taking the day back tomorrow. Hopefully, but he does have the sedation dentistry going on with his dentist, so not having to deal with it much awake anyway.
When you have no hey, brought in the, your head, and feels like your jaw's like 5 feet out from your head.
Oh, I hate Novocaine. Hated it.
Oh, man.
Yep. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. And, you know, they specialize in single-owner pre-owns. And here's another excellent one. Now, if you've got a farm or a ranch or you have need for a big truck, they got a big truck on the What's On Your Mind special today. A 2018 Chevy Silverado 3500 HD.
Oh, you are...
It's got the it's only got 62,605 miles on it. It's the Duramax 6.6, the V8 turbo diesel. It's white. It's got a black medium, kind of an ash gray on the piping, on the leather interior. Gorgeous. And all the excellent features. Heated and cooled seats. Todd talks about that all the time. The lane departure warning deal, the auto drive thing, backup cameras, parking sensors, got a sunroof. A lot more, and they specialize in these one-owner trades, and this is it. You can get this truck for $62,000 even right now. It's about a grand off where they normally would have it. So tell them you heard about it right here on What's On Your Mind. $62,000 even. This truck is an 18. It's only got 62,000 miles on it, but it's on the 6.6 Duramax. So that's just getting broken in, really. And a big truck, 3500 HD, gorgeous white with the black. And then the gray piping on the leather interior and a lot of great features. Find out more at PucklichValleyCity.com. And, of course, they are North Dakota's home for Chevy. And they say, if you drive, we'll ride with you. All right, talk to Steve and the team there at PucklichValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Well, I'm going to pivot a little bit. I got a couple of texts I want to read real quick, though. And then we're going to get to Fargo City Commissioner Tony Gehrig going to join us to talk about these ever lingering and hanging on for dear life mask mandates, which is just ridiculous. But we were talking about the Leah Thomas and the transgender athletic issue, et cetera, last hour. And one text came in that really just struck it. Being a biological male is a reality. Being a biological female is a reality. A transgender person is not a reality. That is their reality, not the reality. Why should we cater to the 1% of people who are not living in the reality? They're living in their reality. That, to me, kind of sums up the whole thing. But we'll get to more calls and questions and comments that you have after we talk with our main man, Tony Gehrig, Fargo City Commissioner, on the lingering mask mandates. Tony, how are you, first of all? Secondly, when is this going to end?
Yeah, and no one at the moment is talking about reinstituting mask mandates. But like I said before, if you think that this is over and they're never going to do it again, you're out of your mind. This is something that's going to reoccur. This was a test run, I think, overall, the last time we did it. And they were successful in that test run. You know, they got what they wanted, and they'll do it again. And what I've been asking at the city commission level is to do kind of a look back of what we did and was successful. So I asked for a report from Cass County Public Health about the negative side effects of masking. They declined to give that report, so I got my own report from a few professionals in the area, doctors in the area, and they gave that a few meetings ago. And then I asked that Cass County Public Health give a report on the effectiveness of masking and to give clinical studies that prove that masking works. And the funny part about that, and the part that I thought would happen, was they literally had no studies that showed that. And
no,
even,
not one.
When Fargo and West Fargo schools were brought up, because as most people know, West Fargo and Fargo are the same size school district, right? The boundaries in Fargo and West Fargo schools overlap the city boundaries. So the kids are basically the same kids, you know what I mean? Demographically, that is. And West Fargo did not have a mask mandate, and Fargo did. And the numbers were identical. I mean, literally within a percent of each other of infection rates and so forth. And West Fargo was even the lesser of those very two close numbers. They were the lesser of the infection rates, right? So these mandates in Fargo that we did, that we put our kids through, my kid's 9 years old in a Fargo school, and he went through the whole time. It really did nothing to stop the spread of COVID. And that's the most vulnerable of us all is the kids that don't have a voice of their own. So it's important for the adults in the room to now look back and say, ask the question, did we do the right thing? And if we didn't, then in the future, what are we going to do when this comes up again, right? Because we can't do the same thing because, one, it didn't work, and two, there was damage being done.
Yep. Well, and Tony, you brought up, we're talking to Tony Gehrig, Fargo City Commissioner, you brought up a great point. There has never been any sort of substantive study that the masks are effective. In fact, Peter McCullough, who's been on this program and a number of others, quoted, I think at the time, this had to be 3 months ago, at least 65 peer-reviewed studies that the masks that they're asking us to wear, in fact, don't work. And there are, numerous, again, studies that say they don't work. And I brought up this morning on our local show, there's another new study now that links the length of your fingers with how sick you'll get once you contract COVID. Researchers noticed, I'm kidding you not, researchers noticed that people with shorter little fingers in comparison to the other digits ended up suffering more severe cases of COVID. Now, if they have a study and a research done on the length of your fingers by how sick you get, you'd think they probably have info on the mask thing and the vaccine deal,
Well, and that's how you know that this is a big deal, because if they had a study, a clinical study, by the way, so we're talking about randomized clinical studies. We're not talking about...
Right.
There's a range of... When someone says we did a study, there's a range of things that they mean by that, okay? So what we're talking about is randomized clinical studies that are a wide variety of people over a period of time. They're very expensive, and they're conclusive, right? They have a lot of...
Exactly.
They have a control group, things like that. They didn't have someone like self-report, like, yeah, this is how sick I got, or whatever. Yeah, I wear a mask every day, bro. So you can't prove that, right? So when I say study, I'm talking about the good ones, the randomized clinical studies. The only thing that came close to that was done in Bangladesh, okay? And what happened was they gave a large amount of people masks, and they didn't give masks to the other people, which is mean, I guess. And they said that, well, people who wore masks, there were a few people who got sick. Well, what they said was an 11% difference, which, by the way, isn't that much. But that's not even true. What it was is they went from an 8% infection rate to a 7% infection rate. And they said, well, that's an 11% difference. Well, no, that's a 1% difference. So they're skewing the numbers. So even in this Bangladesh study that they point to, say masks work, if you look at the actual data, the difference is less than, it's like 0.97% difference, which is not, it doesn't matter. That's the same. For all intents and purposes, that's the same.
I immediately start thinking that
there were studies that proved that masks work. Yeah. You better believe they'd be beating you over the head with them.
As I said, immediately when you say that, I think about, all right, they probably did a study with the company where they make the masks.
even if they did, they can't prove that they work. Honestly,
right?
Like I said, if they had proof that they did work, they'd be beating you over the brain. And the fact that they don't have them, that's why they're so silent on these studies.
Well, what's funny is that I traveled last week. I was on vacation. I'm coming back, and I'm in Las Vegas, and I have the gator on. I have because I snow ski a lot, so I have a gator. And it worked last time when I traveled, so I had that with me. And it worked on the way out there. No one said anything. But on the way back, I'm waiting, and this gal walks up to me and says, excuse me, sir, can I give you this? And I was being a good boy. I had it up over my nose, my gator on. I was standing there waiting to board. And I said, what's this? She said, it's a mask. And it was in a kit. And I said, well, this is a mask. And I said, I have a mask. She said, no, that one isn't good enough.
Right.
And I thought, first of all, who are you to tell me this isn't good enough or not good enough? But what I found really funny is that I opened up the kit. I could have done surgery with the stuff that she gave me. I mean, gloves, sanitized. The only thing I was missing was a scalpel. But it had one of those typical blue around the ear little, mask things. And so I did a little experiment. I put my gator up and I blew through it. Could feel the air coming through my gator. Put the gator down. Put the blue mask up. Blew through that. Could feel just as much air coming through that.
Yeah.
So, it's what's amazing to me is anyone that knows anything about any kind of contagion, you do that and you go, oh, I don't think we're doing much here anyway, but yet we're still mandated. You still have to wear them on an airplane. It just boggles my mind, bro.
It's theater is what it is.
It is.
And again, it was a test run. They wanted to see if we'd do it, and we did. And for a long period of time, we even subjected our kids to it. But now people are starting to wake up. People are starting to, now that the data is basically in, it's been 2 years, you know, and there is no conclusive data saying what we did was correct or whatever. And that's okay. Like we can admit that. That's a good thing to look back and see your mistakes and not repeat your mistakes. That's how you grow and learn. But for whatever reason, government officials have been very slow or even resistant to looking back and saying, yep, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. Especially for the people who voted for the mask mandates repeatedly. So we now know, conclusively, they didn't work, that they harmed people, especially children, and we should never do that again. If they ever bring it up again, we need to push back as hard as possible.
And crank blind Joe, I will not comply. That's all I'm saying. All right, Tony Garrick, Fargo City Commission, and can we wrap it up his term and enjoying some life in the private sector after this all wraps up. So if we don't talk to you again, man, great work, and hopefully we'll talk soon before you wrap it all up.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, that's the way to do it. Slide in there, and it's not, you know, not grabbing some thing. I mean, you get it wrapped up, you know, sitting under the heat lamp kind of, but no. Home cooking. How about Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City? Speaking of Swedish meatballs, serving them up in West Fargo, serving them up on 12th Avenue and in Glendon today as well. NP Avenue's got lasagna as well as the Swedish meatballs on West Main and West Fargo doing chicken tenders as well. And Harwood's got white cheddar mac and cheese hot dish. white cheddar mac and cheese on it. Grab and go convenience. We're talking home cooking. Of course, the 4 for $4 special every day at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. We got some open phones. Still our final segment. We're going to be talking to Kevin Pfeiffer, see the auctions and stuff he's got going on, and get a little update on what he sees on the farm community, obviously a lot every day, and dealing with producers that are either, you know, buying, selling, whatever. And, boy, with the input costs and the way the fertilizer, I mean, things are going, I can't even imagine having to try and balance the budget on the farm now with and who knows what tomorrow's going to bring. So we'll get Kevin's perspective on that. Open phones to the to that segment for about the next, well, for the next two segments, 800-228-0550. So you have a number. I'm looking at the radar and the weather moving through, T, and Scotty's off today. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn hanging out. This system is really unbelievable, the one that's kind of moving out of our area. Most of the moisture is still to the kind of the southeast of North Dakota, into South Dakota up in a minute, but it's dissipating. But if you look further south, I mean, if you were planning to fly to St. Louis right now, you would not want to be dealing with landing in St. Louis because there is a lot of severe weather, literally from the Gulf Coast of Texas all the way up to Chicago.
As if I wanted to be in St. Louis in the first place.
Well, I know, but it's working its way across. So there's a lot of weather everywhere they're dealing with, and we're starting to get the sun out and start melting off what we got. Probably 3 to 4 inches in the eastern part of the state here, but a good amount of snow out of this last.
We're into
Minnesota.
Some snow and some icy spots and stuff, so you just really got to be a little bit more careful one more time.
No doubt about it. Let's go to the phones, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? That is the name of the program. Gene is in Berea. Gene, what's on your mind, brother?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Hey. In October, the wife and I both had COVID. Thank you, Herbert, for having Tony on. The wife went into the hospital. I went to the emergency room. I came in with my farm dust mask on, tight-fitting dust mask when I shovel grain and so on. The nurse took that away from me and put on a loose-fitting, one of those loose-fitting cloth masks.
Hey, yep.
What the heck? What the heck? They're insane. Now, the North Dakota Senate race. I've been getting texts on my phone. I've been getting newspapers in the mail. All attacks on Rick Becker. Now, it says right on here, Joel Heitkamp, Rob Port. Now, can you help me with this? You know, I'm having a problem here. What is it saying about John Hoeven when we've got Democrats attacking his opponent?
Boy, that's a great question.
Yeah,
I don't have a horse in the race, you know, Gene, but
you're there. Oh, I thought I lost you for a minute.
No, we're here. Yep, just listening.
Yeah, I think it's going to strengthen my resolve to see that John is defeated.
Yeah, you know, I don't, Gene, I'm a Minnesota resident. I don't pay as much. I mean, I'm here, and I pay as much attention to North Dakota as I do when I'm on the show and stuff. And I know I see a lot of the emails and a lot of the correspondence. And we had Rick Becker on to talk about that, and I didn't really know the tee up on that. But learn more kind of after the fact. You know, I'm just going to go to, you know, and I understand a lot of frustration with John Hoeven and Kevin Cramer from North Dakota Friends and Family. You know, everybody wants a fight. You know, we want a pit bull. We want to, you know, the political speak. And I love John Hoeven. I've known John since way back when he was governor. And him and Mikey, great people. But I like you, and I'm not a North Dakota resident, but when I hear John talk, I'm like, dude, that's political speak. You know, we've got to get away from this politically correct, you know, word salad that we're always throwing out there and start throwing out words and statements with meaning, you know, with teeth in it, but that are actually getting things done for things that matter is my 10 cents on it.
I called John's campaign headquarters, and I told him about this. You better call off these Democrat dogs. They're doing you harm. Hey, Todd.
Sir.
Todd.
Yes, sir.
How do I get you to play Jailhouse Rock?
Just ask him. He'll play it.
Wow. I mean, you don't really have to twist my arm that hard on that one. I mean, heck.
Which, are you talking the original Elvis version or the ZZ Top version? There you go.
I also do have a Motley Crue version, but I'm sure that's,
oh, that's right.
The one you were looking
that's
for.
Right.
There you go, Gene. Thanks, man. See, ask and you shall receive on What's on Your Mind. We are here to give. We are givers. You know, I understand the frustration I do with John when, you know, and with John Hoeven, you know, and he has that. He's been around politics long enough where he has that speak. Well, you know, we really want to encourage, and there's a lot of encouraging and a lot of, you know, a lot of wishing and hoping and encouraging. And I think we're just looking for more, you know, Ron DeSantis's of the world, more Ted Cruz's, more Jim Jordan's, more, I'm sick and tired of this, and we're not going to take it anymore. You know, I mean, that's kind of what we're going to need.
That Gene's talking about, and I got to admit, I'm not sure I'd have taken that tactic. I realize they can be effective. It's the you know, information against information thing, and you want to try to discredit your opponent like any other political battle or whatever. I get it. Those things can work, but I'm not sure the execution is on these. I think these may be a little counterproductive.
When the
polls close, I guess.
Scott
when the polls close about 5 weeks after they finally count the last votes that come in or whatever.
You know, if you're a fighter, and I'll speak more to boxing, you know, there's learning mechanics and body movement, you know, but you also have to learn how to work the ring when you're in a fight. You have to learn how to work the ring, how to work the corners, how to work the ropes. And I think there's something to be said for Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven's ability to work the ring. And that's what Scott talks about all the time. You work the swamp when you can't just get in and start swinging, and because you're going to get your what kicked. You've got to have strategy. You've got to know how to work the ring. These guys know how to work the ring, and I'll tell you that I'm a Minnesota resident, and I cannot tell you the stonewalling and the absolute zero response. And I'm no big deal, but I am a member of the media. We do broadcast well into Western Minnesota. We do have a nice audience into Western and Northwestern Minnesota, and I can't get anything other than a standard response out of Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith's office. And it's all this standard responses. Thanks for reaching out. We really appreciate you reaching out. And we'll continue to work in the Senate for the best.
Which is what a lie that is, right? They don't really appreciate it. Otherwise, you wouldn't get the canned response.
You know, I'll see your Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven and raise you,
Yeah, I was going to say. You'd love to trade, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So
not happening.
You're not dealing with that. So I guess there's a silver lining if you live in North Dakota over that.
Amen.
What's on your mind? Be right back.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908 or ndestateservices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei and two cosmonauts return to Earth from the International Space Station aboard a Russian Soyuz capsule that touched down in Kazakhstan on Wednesday morning. After being in space for a record 355 days, Mark said his time in space changed the way he sees Earth. The Pentagon said Tuesday that Russia's claim that it will reduce its military campaign in two Ukrainian cities is really Moscow repositioning troops and nothing more than a smokescreen. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby.
Again, we've seen that Russia has attempted now for going on a month to sell this war of theirs to its domestic audience as a, quote, liberation of the Donbas. However, the intensified rhetoric over the last year and in the lead-up to Russia's invasion demonstrated that the Kremlin's real intent was to overthrow.
USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
There you go. I met her in a pool over at University of Penn, and she swam well.
Is that out of line? I'm sorry. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Is that too much? Too much?
Yeah, okay. Kevin Flynn, Scott Hennen, off today. Todd Mitchell as well. We're just the boys hanging out, talking about a number of different issues. We're going to talk to a Kevin Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, coming up about some upcoming auctions and what he's hearing and seeing out in farm and ranch country. And how our farmers and ranchers are doing. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Vince and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. It's a wellness factory. 20 minutes a day in a sauna or a hot tub does wonders for your immune system. You're literally, I mean, think of the little sous vide things out, that slow boil food. That's kind of what you're doing in a hot spring spa or a Finley sauna. You're raising that internal core temperature of yours, and what that does is kills bugs. Yeah. Wellness, immune system, better for you than any drug, any other wellness item that could do for you on the planet literally today. There's research studies, there's tons of them, actually prove that fact. It's an amazing what happens. I mean, what can happen. And think about it. At a time we got all this stuff with the vid, if your immune system is better, you'll be better. Period. I mean, get the bugs out of there. A sauna does it. The Finley sauna is made in Minnesota, by the way. Beautiful. They can bring a two-person, three-person, the infrared or the conventional, if you like the water on the rocks. Bring it into your garage and plug it into the wall. How nice is that? So your wellness is worth it. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Hot Spring Spas, and Pool Tables, too. The number 2.com is where you find out more. Tell them we sent you. All right, we've got one more segment here. Open phones, 800-228-0550. Then we're going to talk to Kevin Pfeiffer. Been covering the biggest one has been this trans issue with Leah Thomas. Got a couple of emails in. One is Trump's missing phone logs. Is this story real? Please explain. From Lois. Lois, I heard about it. I've seen it this morning. I haven't heard any more than they're missing about 7.5 hours of logs on January 6th. And they're, who knows what this commission, again, the select committee is looking into it. But who knows? That's what they're saying. It's the first day that's been out. I don't think that there's any more to it that I could elaborate on other than that. Hey, guys, from emailer Jeremy, Leah Thomas is a man. That's true. He is delusional, believing he is a woman. That is I don't know that is a delusion as it is just a condition that is in his mind, his reality, etc. But obviously, he's not a woman. But please don't fall prey to the be conscious of their preferred pronouns so no feelings get hurt ideology. The truth was designed to offend those who don't have it. Let him have the truth. It's tough love. Love the show. Great. Exactly spot on. But this is a generation, Jeremy, we've talked about, that doesn't take no for an answer. These are, and it's generational since everybody gets a trophy, you know, all of that.
The whole safe space generation.
Right. And it's one came in, another email came in. The reason we're seeing this explosion in kids claiming transgender status, said in 2013, the American Psychiatric Association released the DSM-5, which renamed gender identity disorder to gender dysphoria, which is what the term we use, no longer classified as a mental disorder, even though it absolutely is. The APA and the Education and the News run by leftists. That's from Adam. You know, it is. It is. But it's gender dysphoria. It's a nicer name. Can't say mentally ill anymore. That's mean. That's by the way, Jim the Flagpole guy says he identifies as a radio host and demands more airtime and pay. There you go, Jim. I'm with you, buddy.
He doesn't know much about radio hosts then if he's demanding that, right?
From emailer Tobiah says, hey, gang, as always, I love the show. In fact, y'all make my morning go smooth and fast. Have you ever noticed these few things? The only time we're supposed to believe the science is when it's convenient to the woke people who purvey it. Yeah. Isn't your gender a scientific fact? Masculinity seems to be almost gone. By that, I mean it's not being taught in the home by many. I know my son and my son's friends are masculine and practice chivalry with their lady friends. But in the woke homes, not so much. Keep up the awesome work. You know, I'm going to go to what I've been saying for quite a while, that this everybody gets a trophy, the kiddo generation, the timeout generation. I mean, my dad had to spank me once, and I was about 7 years old. I never really gave him a reason to get mad or get, you know, discipline me in any way when I was younger than that. I was a pretty good kid. But I was a little tyrant. I was a little hellion when I hit seven, for whatever I was told. And then we had an issue, and my nephew and I got in a deal, and I said some things. And then I did something to my nephew, which wasn't very nice. And my mom saw that and sent me to my room. My dad came up. He had never laid a hand on me. He came in. He didn't, but it sounded like he kicked the door into my bedroom. And I was sitting on my bed. I was kind of just sitting there. I don't know what I was doing, didn't have any video games or anything like that, but I'm sitting there. He grabs my arm, pulls me off the bed, and proceeds to paddle my behind like a good 8-10 times to the point where I'm screaming. This hurts. He is, my point is that he did that one time, and he never had to do it again because I knew that if I didn't do what my parents told me to do, if I didn't follow the disciplines that they were teaching and telling me, that's what would wait me. That's what would be there. So I never, ever again did anything. My mom would say, hey, did you see garbage? Nope, I'm going to go right now. Anything. And growing up, and I loved my father. I can't tell you how much I love my dad. I still do. And I loved him for what he did there because it made me say, all right, well, I don't get to decide what gender I am. I don't get to decide when and where I go. I have to listen to my parent. I have to, have to have some discipline. And we've lost that. When we went to the everybody gets a trophy and all of a sudden parents or kids are allowed to scream at their parents and I'm not doing that and stomp out and have and get their way. And the poor little kiddos. He's upset. He's obviously upset. Let him give him a minute. No, don't give him a minute. Get him back in here and sit him in the corner. But that yelling at parents led to yelling at teachers growing older. Now they're yelling at police. And now they're yelling at the NCAA. They're yelling at the swim coach saying, you can't keep me out of that pool. I'm a woman. Look at me. You have to agree with me or you're transphobic or whatever. And that's where we are, which is sad because, again, I am just distraught over the athletes that work their whole life since they were, in the little tadpole classes, swimming, these young women growing up in the pool. I swam for a lot of years myself and seeing that all that work just doesn't matter. You don't matter. Only Leah matters. Only Leah's feelings matter. It's wrong, and it shouldn't happen. So there you go. A couple of other emails. See here. You get one from, oh, no, that was for someone else. Well, it's ridiculous. Shouldn't be allowed. Let me check our texts. Oh, the texts are flowing in. To make Kevin's point, play a Hovind interview and sound a buzzer every time he says, get it done or work. We could do that.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Every time we hear some political word salad thinking. Love that. Another text. I am not for the war in the Ukraine, but I think the U.S. interest is that the Ukraine is a money laundering scheme for U.S. politicians, Democrats, and Republicans both. That really isn't being argued much. The, you know, corrupted factor in Ukraine is, I don't think that that's even a point of debate, is it? I mean, it's as corrupt as it gets. But yet, you know, boy, are you seeing as many things about Putin as not as bad a guy as they're making it out in this deal, Todd?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing a lot of it.
Kind of makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Like, and I still maintain, why is it we haven't trusted the mainstream media the last 2 years, but all of a sudden we trust them implicitly with what's going on with this? Really? You're not going to do any of your own homework. You're just going to take what you're spoon-fed. That's just great.
I can't believe
we've fallen that far back that quickly. It shocks me.
Another text from a listener. Trading senators doesn't do any good. A turd and a polished turd are still both turds. We want real fighters, someone to shake things up and effect real change, not someone who compromises. Dems don't compromise, neither should Republicans. You lose ground every single time you compromise. But yet that's the talking point, isn't it? That's the narrative. We want to work to the middle. We want to get together. We want to have some bipartisan legislation. Have some bipartisan conversations. Problem is you talk about that all the time, but you never actually do it. No one ever actually gets in a room, comes up with any solutions bipartisan-wise that benefits anybody. You know, it's 1,000% identity, us and them politics in Washington, D.C., and it's and until we get somebody that can, you know, first of all, put a couple of sentences together and actually make sense, but that can get people in a room and come up with actual solutions, it's all just word salad as far as I'm concerned. Well, let's see here. It says another text. I'm less interested in the way they talk and more concerned about the results they have. Yeah, that's it. Can we go on that? And there's a lot of results. There's a lot of things that are getting done. You know, like the anti-lynching legislation. Did you see this?
No.
Oh, yeah. The Emmett Till bill, it now makes, and Biden made a big deal out of it yesterday. It's now illegal. It's a federal hate crime to hang someone. That is your federal government getting things done for you, folks.
Hmm.
Forget about the southern border and the millions of people that have come in the last 2 years. Forget about that. Forget about inflation. Don't look at the gas pump. Forget about that. Don't worry about that. Let's worry about making hanging someone a federal hate crime. Was hanging someone before this okay?
Was it a crime back then?
Do we have a lynching problem in this country? Have we had? Well, that's what I'm talking about. What are you doing?
This is very important. Blah, blah, blah. Legislation.
Really? That's what you're working on. I had to bring it up. It's just, you can't make it up, and we're not making it up. So what's on your mind? All right, we're doing last segment coming up. We're going to chat with Kevin Piper. Talk about life on the ranch and the farm. See how things are going out there. Got a couple of auctions he's working too. So get the details on that coming up.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
It's the Prairie Supply Spring Open House in Bismarck, March 30th, and West Fargo the 31st. Contractors enjoy free lunch hot off the grill beginning at 11:30. More than 30 vendors on hand to answer questions and great door prizes, like job site radios with battery charger from Bosch Tools, along with tool packages, gift cards, and outdoor gear. The Spring Open House at Prairie Supply in Bismarck, March 30th, and in West Fargo the 31st. Prairie Supply, the contractor's headquarters.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
All month long at ApetraServe USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4 for $4 deal where you get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, ApetraServe USA.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
What's in your mind?
Turn that mic on.
Should we play Jailhouse Rock again one more time for Gene, too, while we're at
it? There you go, Gino.
I thought I had it on. What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The all-new 2022 Sierra 1500s are going to be in soon. In fact, you can take your they'll take your order right now. Some of those come with Super Drive that keeps you right in the lane itself. That way they're just in case you get distracted by whatever Kevin's ranting about today. It'll take care of that for you.
Right.
Buicks and GMCs arrive. Well, we got to keep everybody safe here. Buicks, GMCs, the new ones are arriving daily, and over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are also in stock. Clearly marked price to sell various makes and models, and most, the vast majority, come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Have you seen that GMC commercial where they do the Queen thing?
Yes.
He takes his hand off the wheel. When I was on vacation, my nephew has a new Acadia, the new AT4, the beautiful
white. Oh, yes, those are
the new
sweet.
GMC. Yep. And I got to drive it a bit, and I'll tell you, that lane assist of the self-driving part of it, not only will it keep you in the lane, you can set the sensors that if you're coming up on a car, it'll automatically brake yep. for you, depending on the distance away from the car. And you can, it was unbelievable. It's like, man, this is gorgeous. Had the white weather.
I did a Facebook Live with a Super Drive and a Cadillac a while back, yeah. and oh yeah. my gosh, it was
unreal.
Scary accurate. Like, whoo, this is all.
Hey, reminder, two brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, and there's a big sale going on right now, about 50% off all the sleepwear. Anything to do with the sheets, the comforters, the quilts, the blankets, all of it. The mattress topper, all at 50% off. They got a sale going on the body pillow as well. If you go to MyPillow.com, the promo code that you have to remember is Scott. As in Scott Hennon. Call 800-506-9028 if you don't want to go online. But go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and promo code is Scott. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, made in the USA. Can't beat it. MyPillow.com. Super easy, or 800-506-9028. Waiting to connect with Kevin Pfeiffer. Oh, we got Kev? Kevin Pfeiffer is on, Pfeiffer's Auctions. And we want to first get an update on the auctions that he's got going on, and he's out and about and among the farm and ranch community, and there's a lot of stress in that world lately, and so we catch up with Kev, and of course the radio show every weekend that he does, and America's Land Auctioneer. Kev, how are you, buddy? Where are we finding you on this fine Wednesday morning? Is he there? I bet he's out someplace. That's what I'm thinking.
He didn't want to be found. You asked him where he was. He didn't want to be found.
There's, we got him now. Kevin, where are you at, buddy? Oh, okay. There's a process to make it happen. There we go. Kev, where are you at today?
Hey, how's it going today?
Good. Where are you?
I'm in Fargo, North Dakota today.
Oh, I thought you were maybe way out on some ranch or farm somewhere. We were having a bad signal, but I would imagine you're prepping for some sales coming up. Let's hit the big ones that you've got going that we want to feature today.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow we got two excellent land auctions. We got 320 acres of exceptional cropland near Leonard, North Dakota, and that's available for this year for whoever wants to farm it. We got another 640 acres at Abercrombie, North Dakota, an incredible amount of land. That's all cropland. That has a good contract on it for one more year. So those are two that I can think of that we have coming up tomorrow. So, again, just excellent cropland, some of the best land you'll find in the valley.
Kev, when you're out talking with producers and everything they're dealing with now, how's the folks you're dealing with, how's their psyche? Prices are changing, fertilizer prices going up, et cetera. How, in your estimation, how's the farm community doing?
Well, that's a good question. You know, a lot of people are pretty concerned about all the input costs, obviously, with fuel and fertilizer, and whether or not they'll even, likely won't be any shortages, but the astronomical increase in the input costs has caused a lot of concern and consternation out there. So again, that is very troubling. The situation in Ukraine and Russia, obviously kind of more of a, there may be less wheat on the market, but again, we get a lot of, the world gets a lot of fertilizer from that part of the world. And again, so that's a big concern. On the flip side, commodity prices remain relatively strong. That is a good thing. But again, you got to take into consider the whole equation. But I would say overall, the mood is very optimistic, very forward thinking. But again, just got a lot of concern now with all these heavy input costs that we're seeing.
Boy, that's the case. What about, it's the spring of the year. We're getting ready for summer, but a lot of, in fact, I just saw a friend of mine who's lives down in the cities, acquired some hunting land in Wisconsin. And his kind of, he was just saying a reminder that, if you're thinking about wanting to acquire some land as far as hunting goes, and I know you deal in that realm too, now is the time to think about this so you can get ready for the season coming in the fall.
Yeah, that's a good point too. You know, when you look at hunting land in our part of the country, a pheasant hunting land, waterfowl hunting land, deer hunting land, the pheasant hunting land has always been very popular, very, very strong market. Deer hunting, whitetail deer hunting, mule deer land is strong. The waterfowl hunting land has been kind of soft over the last 10 years, but it has rebounded pretty strongly here over the course of last year. I mean, keep in mind, you know, farmland values rose about 30% last year.
Oh,
and farmland
man.
Values are up slightly this year, so we're continuing to see these increases.
All right. We got to roll, Kev, but go to pipers.com for more info, and you can find out
Let's
more about
go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.